Good afternoon. Let's commence the rest conference of the film, of the official section, the Marciano family. And we've got the director, Anna Katz, the actors and actress, Guillermo Francella, Arturo Puig, Mercedes Moran, and we also have the producer, Matias Mostrerin. And what they would like, they're waiting your questions, please. Hi, good afternoon. I'd like to ask the director, it seems these residential areas, metaphorically, they're giving a lot of play, like The Zone, The Thursday Widows, are going further in depth into that microcosm, cosmos, which is created by the upper class families or the upper class citizens in Latin America. And how do you believe that that gives a lot of play for a storyline cinematographically? Yes, of course. I was interested not so much in the sociological framework of the country, of that area, but the country, what it means, that is to say that everything can be controlled in this case as regards to safety, and beyond this, that there exists the possibility of containing and guaranteeing a relaxed atmosphere that in many cases is impossible, but because of safety reasons, but also due to security reasons, but due to personal reasons, because people live in there, and that is why nothing can be perfect. For many years, well, many years ago, I discovered a case that occurred in one of these areas of a person that I knew, and there were small home appliances like liquefiers and microwaves that were buried underground. And that was the initial start. And it turned out it was the teenagers that lived in that area. And due to perhaps boredom or for whatever reason, it was like them being hoodlums. And I thought there was something which brought about some... There was a lack of sense due to hide a home appliances underground or buried underground. And that, I thought, was expressive at the same time, which I think is what happens to Luis, his character, the character by Arturo Puig. It's something that doesn't let him be at peace, and it has a very complex explanation to it and difficult to define.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Bueno.
Hi, good afternoon. I wanted to ask a couple of questions. The first of these, in the film festival here today, we're seeing you grow as a director. Now you're in the official section, you're competing. I would like to know your opinion about that. What do you think about that? And secondly, the film recalled me of a lot about Woody Allen. I'm not too sure that's my impression. The character of Guillermo, almost physically, it reminded me of the way he walked, and the soundtrack as well, especially in the title, in the final credits, could fit in very well in a Woody Allen film. I'm not too sure that that's deliberate or it's just me. Well, thank you very much, because at the end of the day, as regards to San Sebastian Film Festival, it's an honor and it's very exciting to come back here. And to come back, I say this because I've had the enormous pleasure of coming back, of being in San Sebastian. I love the whole team that makes this film festival be what it is. And it is true that every time I come here, I'm another person because other things happen along the way. Without further, well, in this opportunity, I come along with my two sons. It's the first time, and that's very exciting as well. And I'm very thankful. As regards to Woody Allen, well, I've got a great admiration for him. I admire him as well as other directors. And together, along with the cast and the producer, there was a great interest of telling a story that would deal with that fine line that happens when something is painful and in turn generates something that's funny. That fine line, which... And the master of the of showing that is Woody Allen, of course.
¿Más preguntas, por...
Any further questions, please?
Senta.
Yes.
Sì,
for Anna Katz, I'm back here. It's along the... We can't see you. Where are you? Back in the back of the room. Oh, okay. Hi, how are you? Could you go further in depth into the question that's just been asked? Because I'm under the impression, I'm not sure that from the beginning, the treatment of this story has been made deliberately with comedy, but the music that's used gives it a very burlesque sort of turn, a very burlesque sort of turn. And so therefore, I'd like you to go further in depth as regards to this. What was your intention in treating the tone of this comedy, I would say? Well, no, that's not burlesque at all, no. I think all the contrary, the truth be said. I was very interested in generating the greatest amount of possible intimacy with the characters in order to tell what happens to them without any type of annex sort of explanation vis-a-vis their emotions. What I like the least sometimes is when I see films that deal with feelings, when one seems to see a sort of, or notice what drops down the lines vis-a-vis what the characters want to portray. But here, all the contrary, I wrote the script with along with my brother, and the work was, there was a lot of love and respect vis-a-vis the characters, because I believed that there was a link between them. There was a certain brotherhood, an adult brotherhood, and we had to look at it very carefully to see what was quite clear amongst them, but it wasn't easy for anyone to understand from outside. And along with the cast, I think the work we carried out, there was a lot of concentration there so that the characters could be so clear-cut, and we all agreed that it was very important for us to work upon that issue.
Yo quería preguntarle...
I would like to ask the actors how they constructed their characters as brothers, and also the director for the treatment of their neurological problem. The person who plays the brother, there's a neurological problem in contrast with the emotional problem they have vis-a-vis communications amongst them, or between them, better said. Guillermo needs translation. No. You were talking about the emotional and parallel to what is neurological. What were you saying specifically? Because I didn't understand you. Sorry, we can't hear him now. How you use what seemed to be a disease which has been diagnosed, an illness, in contrast to a non-diagnosed illness that practically everybody has, if you catch what I'm saying. To a certain extent, the personality, the character of Juan, we call, he's a bohemian, left to one side, someone who perceives the difficulty he has, but he's more, but it concerns his family more than himself. They bring him into the city because he's living in the inland part of the country, hinterland of the country, and to see whether they could get a diagnosis. There's an economic collaboration by the family, and all of a sudden, on the other hand, when he arrives to Buenos Aires, he's more interested in digitalizing some cassettes that he has, more than going to a doctor's appointment to see exactly what he has. It was a very interesting proposal to interpreting the role, to find the balance, portraying the role, to find that guy who's stuck on a cloud in the sky, to see the difficulty and the depth of that character. It was very intensive work. It was fun. It was dramatic. I lived all of the processes but it was quite a pleasure to do, to portray. As you compared Guillermo with Woody Allen, I'm going to put my Steve McQueen glasses on and to not feel less than what he is. And as of this moment, I'm going to answer you. No. Well, to construct my character was I constructed my character from a very serious standpoint, a quite concentrated standpoint. I think that the title and the Marciano family in Argentina, sometimes when the characters are a bit strange, we say, they're a bit Martian-like, Marciano-like. So therefore, one he starts to obsess himself with what's happening, and that's where his wrath goes through. On the other hand, I think he's the supplier, he's the provider for the family vis-a-vis money, and in this case, with his brother, who isn't a great, it's not a great amount, but the providers, economic providers for families normally in general, instead of having to get the money returned, they expect affection to be returned to them, perhaps with a hug or a cuddle or with a few kind words. Luis would feel very much more relaxed if he received this. And this also has something to do with what you've said vis-a-vis the country, that is to say these residential areas, which is quite a particular sort of life, which is a bit isolated. And in one of these residential areas, that something happens like this, which leaves something in the golf courses, is quite strange and quite important. For me to construct the character, well, we started to construct it with Anna. Part was difficult to me. I'm a single child, so therefore I don't know what the feeling is to have a brother, but I researched this with friend, with Anna as well, and with Guillermo as well, who has brothers, asking him questions. And slowly but surely we constructed him bit by bit, like building blocks. That's how I constructed the character. Hi, over here. Oh, sorry. Mercedes. Brothers like Juan and Luis, they're brothers like them in all families. There must be one in one out of every three families. Those brothers who they bark at each other, or when they see each other, they don't know why. But I think the film has the enormous virtue of not taking a position vis-a-vis any of the brothers, to treat them with a lot of tenderness and a lot of love, and to make understandable each of the brothers' position. I would like to you to explain how the work was, well, your work on the script, and then the work in how it was read, and then subsequently when you shot the film, but to generate this balance between the three of you, and to not have a feeling that we could be more empathic to one or the other. You might run the risk because they were both very different, and they had very strong reasons to be how they were. Yes. No. The idea was that there is a link. The brother links in adulthood are constructed. They're not natural. Once the brothers don't live in the same house, there's a type of a positive force, but the link becomes much more complex between them. And in that sense, there was something between Luis and Juan that we wanted to conserve, and that is to that strangeness and difficulty that they have in order to understand each other. Like Arturo says, the Marcianos also talks about another person which makes it for people difficult to understand because they have another code in understanding. And there was a great love in both of them because in many senses they were similar, even in those things that they oppose each other in. And the film seeks or tries to tell that mirror that exists, that is generated more and more so until they get closer together. And then when they get together, you don't see that enormous world or difference that existed around them that overcame them at the beginning. In the script, when we wrote the script along with my brother, we said they see each other and they become smaller. And I remember that sentence because what I wanted when we filmed that scene was that we started to think about them on a human scale, that is to say, after all, they are two men and they are two brothers who say hello to each other and greet each other. So therefore, the truth is, it was something that we took care of, because to think that one brother was a good brother and the other brother a bad brother, that would have made things very simple and a bit foolish. Yes, I can share this point of view. We followed all of Anna's indications exactly. And the idea of how to get to get, of having a line which was quite particular, of externalizing and certain things and non-externalizing things in other moments. So therefore, she was very precise, and following her as if she was an orchestra director, it was excellent, because to see it as a whole, it made it worthwhile to not externalize things that we didn't have to, or do so if it were necessary. It was a very intensive shoot, because we didn't see each other too much with Arturo's character throughout the most of the shoot. It had already been written, the script, in that way, to tell the story of Luis and then to tell the story of Juan. And then in the editing, they decided to link certain moments, but we never saw each other until the end of the film. But that was the Anna's objective, and her brother, vis-a-vis the script, of how you articulate a meeting between two brothers, whether they got along or didn't get along. We noticed that there was something, there was a problem between them. It's not too clear what it is. It seems economic, it seems affection, or due to that the providing brother needs a certain recognition that he's not receiving. We don't know exactly what it is, but there is a sort of isolation. The women and the ladies of the house, sister or Luis's wife or my ex-wife or my daughter, biological daughter, they all try in a certain way, one way or another, to articulate, set up this meeting. And the film is, entire film is set up and is developed this way, parallel to the individual conflicts. What obsesses Luis, my neurological problem that doesn't really concern me, I'm concerned more in other things. We don't have to resolve them at all. What we had to resolve was the meeting between both of them, and it takes place, and it takes place very intensely, and it takes place with a lot of emotion. And we see that problem that supposedly they had in the past, love prevails, and the kind and beautiful love that they, along those two simple elements, where one says, if you need me to read that letter, count on me, and he says, and we need to hit that person who hit you, count on me as well. That just indicates that love, that robustness in that relationship. But it was quite a pleasurable throughout the end. The whole shoot in itself was quite a pleasure.
Hola.
Hi. Guillermo, I'm over here. Hi. Can you see me? Mine's not a question, just a recognition to the entire cast and to Anna. I'm not too sure. I've known you for the first time you came to San Sebastian, and I see you've taken a quantum leap, especially surrounded by an extraordinary cast. I think that the three of you, all of the actors are the three best, some of the best actors in Argentina. Guillermo was one of my preferred actors, and I don't compare you with Woody Allen at all, by the way. I think that you're at the height of the great Argentine Lupi, Federico Lupi, and so on and so forth. So therefore, I would like to congratulate you, Anna, because in this film, the technical side of things is a problem that many Argentinians have in the past. The sound, and this film, the sound is perfectly, you understand everything perfectly well. I tell you the truth, I've seen Argentinian films, and being an Argentinian, I've got to go to the doctor because I can't understand him, I can't hear him. So there, I think that the sound problem has been perfectly exceeded. Congratulate the entire cast and the director. Thank you very much. That's all I wanted to say was a remark. Thank you. In the back, hi, good afternoon. A question for Guillermo. Well, you've got quite a long career and well-known in Argentina, but perhaps here in Spain, for the big audience, the Unforgettable, The Secret of Her Eyes, that's how you were known here in Spain. Did that film change you, or have you thought about coming to Spain to make movies here? Or what was that experience like? Thank you. It was a marvelous experience, indescribable actually, and I lived it very, there was a lot of emotion there. I couldn't come to San Sebastian when it was here. We wanted to be able to come here, but we didn't. But we felt that there was It was quite unanimous what we did there from the press and the audience, but we didn't win anything. But it brought about a lot of satisfactions in every sense. The first version, well, for the Oscar, for example, the being named a candidate for the Oscar. Well, I've never come to Spain. I've never had a script which has invited me to come here, but that would give me an enormous pleasure. It all happens with a good story or a good script, like in my country, not only cinematographically or in theater on the TV. When there's a good story, when there's something good to tell, when there's something that's original in the script, and that moves me a lot to work in my country and here. It'd be an honor to work here. I've come to Spain many, many times, but always from the pleasure from a touristic standpoint, just as a tourist. So therefore, it's something pending that I hope will take place in brief. Who knows? Hi, I would like to ask Anna why Marciano is used as a surname for the title, and why not the tape doesn't have a cinematographic rhythm. The surname Marciano and not another for the title. Well, it has to do with, we were talking about before, Marciano. Marciano refers to what Arturo says, to someone that you don't understand quite clearly and who feels that you come from another planet, as if you are a Martian, and even from one's own house in this case. So therefore, because he's in the same family, there's something in that surname. It's a way of binding a series of people as a whole, which is the family that I liked very much, and we liked it as an idea. Apart from the Z, the cinematic graphic rhythm of the film doesn't take off. Well, that's an opinion, better said, and I don't share it at all. I don't believe such is the case. You emphasize the music at the end, in the credits. You emphasize, that's what I'm saying. I correct you. No, not at all. I don't think so, because I don't believe that the cinematographic rhythm, I've got another idea of what it is, this rhythm, which has to do with a rhythm in the scenes. And it's very internal to the scenes and what happens and takes place with the characters, and not with an external rhythm which is imposed. And there's even a game, there's a play with this at the beginning, and that is say, if someone is waiting for the film to bring about the leftovers or to bring about, talk about a certain disease, that's not the film for those people who believe in that. And that's why I manifest this, and perhaps you manifest more in a slow rhythm. Well, I don't think it's slow at all. I think it's paused and slow. I've seen other films that other people believe that it's entertaining. I think, on the contrary, I think it's the rhythm that the characters need in order to be able to get to them and to express themselves genuinely, and not with the anxiety of another type of language that I'm not interested, or languages that I'm not interested in, cinematographically speaking. Hi, first of all, to clear up what I said before about Woody Allen, wasn't pejorative at all, okay? And as regards, and how he walked and some of his gestures, no, not at all. Guillermo, that is to say, in the following, I would like to ask you about the participation of Daniel Handler. How did you organize this, though? Did he ask to participate? And at the end, that ending, I expected the dinner or the lunch that we're going to have together. But as it wasn't shown, what do you think may happen at that lunch? Does Pandora's box come open, or does everything end up being all very happy? Because there's a lot of issues that couldn't even be mentioned or talked about, so I see that a bit difficult. Well, okay, and as regards to Daniel Handler, I don't know what I can answer. I don't know how to answer. Well, yes, I always think about the possibility of working with him. Apart from being my partner, I admire him as an actor. I love the way he works. So if in a certain place he can participate and be close to the process of my filmmaking, well, I welcome it, and he also felt like participating. And in that sense, the film was like a party for us and for the producers, with the participation of the actors. And plus, in the case of Daniel, he plays a fantastic role, and that scene is clearly our favorite scene, and it was a pleasure. This is the first film in which Anna doesn't act. In her films, in her previous films, she was also an actress. So therefore, to a certain extent, Danielle is representing her in this film. Yes, there are certain times in which I believe, and I wish that other actors that I know and I admire can be there, but finally the script has no room. And in this case, with Mercedes, this happened. The great party, the great happiness of being able to bring her participate with a role, because she's very busy, and perhaps, but there was a chance of her participating, and the fact that she accepted was a great pleasure for me. In general, the supporting roles are also very important. And then you talked about the ending. Well, everything is very, very happy. It's almost, there's no way that's we can live with that statement, because I think at the ending, in family type movies, which have got ups and downs and they're very complex, and especially they're like a burden upon us, but we couldn't define this so easily. So therefore, I think that lunch, I wasn't interested in it because I could imagine it, not in one single way, but I imagined it. It could be good, bad, or harsh or not. But it was something more, I would say. It was something that was not necessary to tell. Well, we did film it, and there are... No, that was a joke. No, we're just joking. We didn't film it. But the truth is, this happened. In the Argentinian version, we have the lunch film. No, we added it on. No, not at all. That's a joke. And in fact, the brothers could get together, be together, and spend some more time together. Well, yes, of course, but that's what our own brothers are for. One of the things that happened vis-a-vis that issue is that I liked when we were writing and we were talking, and he especially observed the subject matter of the story of the people, how they look when they talk about their own brothers. Apart from having that closeness, there's something appears in the eyes of people when they talk about a brother or a sister, and this is something which is difficult to understand. It's a kind of emotion, even if it's a bit hidden. It's not, I don't want to be sentimental like here, but it's a look which is slight, which turns different when you talk about a brother, and this is something in the ending that I was looking for. I'm sorry, we couldn't hear the question from the audience. He's not using a microphone now. There you go, we got together and we ate all day. I think the question was, did you finally have a lunch together? What drew my attention was the soundtrack. Perhaps could you explain with the music that I had no idea of? Well, it's made up by a different music. Is there any specific moment that remind you? Can you remember any specific moment? We can't hear it now. It's not easy, but it's not easy. He provided two songs for the music, for the film, the first one, and the ending and the beginning. Is that what you're referring to? He's an Argentinian musician, quite highly respected and quite prestigious in Argentina. And his contribution, it was very difficult to put into music that first scene of the film. We thought it would be very easy when we imagined it, but then we found that as it had a lot to do with setting a certain tone to the film, it was quite a challenge. He worked very hard on this, and El Chango provided this music, which is the one that Anna and we found to be the right one. Plus, the music is our folklore from on the coast, but taken at a different modern and a different rhythm. That's the music that exists in the film. It uses a different rhythm, which is the folklore music that the musician plays. It is a music from our coastline.
¿Más preguntas, por favor?
Further questions, please.
¿No hay más preguntas?
No further questions. Thank you very much. Excuse me, I want to thank you very much for us. It's very important to come here and to find and see all of you. And with your cordial attention that you pay to us, when we thought about this film from the outset, the truth is, we always imagined that the best place to present it, and what we were most dreaming was to present it here in San Sebastian in the official section, something that for us is an objective that we've achieved. So therefore, we want to thank you the festival very much. What do we hope? What do we expect? It's enormous responsibility. What we expect mainly is to represent our cinema. We love Argentinian cinema. We hope we represent it well. We hope that San Sebastian is the natural area so that Argentinian and Latin American cinema can show itself to the world, expose itself to the world. It's a fantastic city, and it's a festival which has a marvelous level and scale. And there are another two Argentinian films, fantastic films, Abrir Puertas en Ventanas y Las Acacias, de Pablo Giorgelli. We invite you to also to pay attention to these two titles as well that are marvelous. And thank you very much. And for taking the opportunity, thank you very much to the San Sebastian Film Festival. We're very happy to be here. And we hope to win all the awards and prizes.